Hi everybody, welcome to another episode of the Alabaster Oil Conversations podcast, and I am your host Chinwendu Olivia Ibe. Yes, I wanted to just hop on here and share the final episode because someone reached out to me and she's like, "When I would love to hear the part of like what happened in Greece." So I want to just like give the final episode. I'm gonna break the episode down in terms of the days of what happened, how we, you know, found our way through the different challenges in the atmosphere. But before I start, I want to just pray and then go from there. Heavenly Father, I thank you for the privilege to do these episodes and talk about your mighty acts of your wonder, your greatness, your faithfulness, your power, your glory. Lord, I ask that as people hear these testimonies, that they're challenged to stretch out and walk in faith and be bold about the dreams you've put on their inside. Lord, we ask that people who hear this will be inspired to believe in you and just go for whatever you've given them to do. In Jesus' name, amen. So I'm going to break down the episodes into three. So just how the days kind of folded. So the trip was supposed to, or did happen, from on the 6th. We got to Greece on the 6th, and then we left for our home on the 14th. So 7 days in total. So day one was arriving to Greece. We got to arrive in the evening and we rested. We just arrived and then we went in the evening, had lunch, had dinner together because it was at night. And then we head back to our hotel rooms and slept. The next day we went to this amazing evangelical church. And then, you know, we got to see how the church in a different part of the world, how they, you know, interact with the spirit realm and how they serve God and worship God. So when we got there, we found it difficult to navigate and get to the location. So we finally got there because not everybody had like the phone plan of the country we were in. I didn't have a phone plan, so the people who did were able to help out in like direction, and then we got to the church and just watching how there were prayers being made. Like, we didn't just walk into the church like that, there were people speaking in tongues, just charging the hall, praying. And I was just, so you know, just observing and taking everything in. And then we get to the church and then they're singing a couple of songs in Farsi. So there's "Blessed Be the Name of the Lord," which is a common worship song. And then there's a song called "Holy," which is by Paul Wilbur. And just like singing it in Farsi. And in my heart, I'm just saying to myself that sometimes songwriters or worshippers, you write these songs and you just never know where these songs God is going to lead them or take these songs to. So pastors, like, most of the times when you die, you're dead, like God kind of kills a lot of things in you. You become like the four leaves that can be blown to anywhere. I remember opening my window recently and I'm seeing leaves on the floor. I'm like, where did this leaf come from? I know there's a tree close to where I live, but how did the wind come in when the window was closed, or briefly when I opened the window? So it's like you write down a song or lyrics and you just never know where these songs will be sang. So that was one of those observations. So, and then, so there's day one, the arrival. Day two, just like, you know, just exploring the church there. And then we got to climb to the Acropolis. Now, I do not have any sports talent whatsoever. Climbing is not something I would do anytime soon. Doing rock climbing is not a gift from heaven. It's just the physical activities, right, was not my dream. So my teammates, they saw the Acropolis, which is like a lot of architects or historians know that building. It's everywhere. It's on postcards. If you buy Greek postcards, you have those things there. So most of the tourists and people who visit Greece, we got to know that, oh, that day was free entry. We didn't have to pay for any entry. So my teammates decided, I feel like I was pressured. So they decided that we're gonna climb this part. So we're climbing and climbing. And at some point I was like, God, please don't let me die on this hiking that I did not sign the consent form at all whatsoever. But it was really interesting. Like, we got to climb there, and you're seeing some of the stones that they're using building this. It's a bunch of columns, just lots and lots of columns that they're using. And there were signs that we shouldn't touch the stones because somehow the oil from your hands kind of deteriorates the material over time. So that was one part. And then day three was now going on the mission trip. So we're going to see the organization that we're going to be working with. And we went to the house because in the morning we would wake up early in the morning, get ready, get to the hall by 7:15, eat together, and then from eating together we would start walking down to the house by 8 o'clock, get to the house by 8:30, 8:35, depending on how fast we get there. So we get to the house. Yeah, I'm just thinking it's just so interesting how we're different parts of people. Some people were very amazing with navigation. GPS, it's not my gift. Like, I know where my call is, just helping to navigate and move a GPS with a thousand people or five people or six people, it's not the gift God gave me. So I just kind of just thought about that. Some people had like strength in helping with the direction. So there was Sammy was super good with the GPS, and then there was James. And yeah, so it was, and then it was Sonia. So just little bits and pieces of like people who could like work GPS. I was just not in that crew. So the third day we got to get to the house of the people we were gonna be partnering with. So when we got there, so it's a different. We were just getting to see them for the first time. So there was people who were like. I'm kind of spacing out. So we kind of met the people in the house, let's just put it that way. So we prayed together in the morning, they shared the word of God, we sang together, and then in the later after the devotional we were supposed to go and dismantle some of, because there was a lot of places that they had Christmas decorations. It was like the 7th of January or the 8th of January, so people were still taking down their trees, taking down their nativity scene and different things. So we get to the hall, and then I was part of people who was working out and cutting the birthday signs. So someone, the lady who's in charge of the organization, her birthday was the next day and we were supposed to surprise her. So we were cutting down the birthday signs and, you know, putting them together, taking down the Christmas trees, organizing the hall for the men's meeting, the men's Bible meeting that was supposed to happen later on in the evening. So that's like a snippet of how our day would look like for days and days and days to come. So in the morning we would get to the organization, we'll pray together, we'll do some work, and then in the afternoon we'll come back, we'll eat together, and then we would, you know, some people would be in charge of doing the dishes, some people would be in charge of like, you know, planning for what's going to happen next. So that's like a snippet of how the whole thing kind of weaved together. So now in the evening when we're done, we'd walk back together as a group, because there was not a time where somebody would wander off and then somebody would get missing. So we just tried as much as possible to just walk together as a team, back and forth in the morning, in the evening when we were going back home. So, and in the evening we would do a debrief, just asking ourselves like, what do you think about how today went? What do you think about the people you met? Like, what the whole conversation, how did it go? So I think the first debrief we had, so mind you, for me, I'm very, very visual. Like, I'm visual. I observe a lot of things, and I soak things in like a sponge. So we're walking to the father's heart, the home that we partner, the people we partner with. I just keep on saying father's heart, the people we partner with, the people we traveled to come and assist and help out with. So we're going back and forth every day, and I'm seeing a lot of things in the streets. I'm seeing some of the brokenness, I'm seeing some of the trash in the streets, the pigeons, the stray cats, the graffiti on the wall, the trash can. Like, I'm seeing all these things, and I'm just like soaking and soaking and soaking in. So the third day we went, on our way back, we stopped in this intersection where there's like street lights. And this lady is on her bike and she just goes off on us. And she's like, you guys are like tourists. What are you doing in my country? Go back to your country. We do not need your tourist money. Like, she just went crazy on the people. She doesn't know us from anywhere. So we met in the hotel room and then we're talking like, how do you think today went? And how was everything kind of, what do you think? Some people are talking about people that they met. Some people are talking about like what they thought in general. I think for me, at that point, I've just like trying to process what's going on. I'm listening to everybody have something positive, and I didn't have anything positive to say. I just sat down. I just started feeling like I was about to just cry. And I was telling, I was having this conversation with Jesus. I was like, I'm not talking about this stuff. I'm gonna keep quiet. I'm gonna let it move. Let everybody move on. Like we're not doing this whole crying stuff today. And I felt God say, Chiwendu, there's something going on the inside. You're going to say your piece. Like, okay, if I'm going to say my piece, I mean, the people you're in your team with were still not super comfortable with each other, right? That part of like crying and crying. So you kind of watch, but I felt God said, you know, say your piece. And then for me, I just like, what did I do today? I caught a couple of birthday signs saying happy birthday Cindy or happy birthday Sammy. I was like, I feel like I'm not being useful with my time. And it's not an ungrateful perspective, but it's like, I feel like I came here, I had this big idea because of the way God showed up, and I had this big idea of like some of the things that were going to happen. I was like, I feel like I'm not just really maximizing my skills. And I just cried, like, just, I'm talking crying, like, just like crying. And you know, the debriefing went on, we prayed, and we all went to our rooms. And I went downstairs to one of my teammates, Margie, and Michaela too was there, one of the teammates, and Sammy too was there, and they prayed for me. And I also spoke with my brother, and I'm telling my brother, like, I'm seeing all these people in the streets, I'm seeing all this, you know, this brokenness everywhere. You know, you hang on to this thing and it doesn't leave you. And even in the US, there's still brokenness everywhere. Homeless people all around with signs asking for money, asking for food in the cold weather, in the hot weather, come rain, come sunshine. There's people that are still in this broken state. So I finished talking to my brother and he just gave me these words of encouragement. He's like, tune to these people, they're like us, they are immigrants, you know, it's really hard. The challenge is, it's different for you to interact with someone where you're like, oh, I feel what you feel, but you can't really feel what they feel except you've been in their shoes. So I finished talking to my brother and I go to bed, and I remember sitting down because I shared a room with one of the teammates, and I was also very careful not to, you know, make phone calls and keep her awake late at night. So I sat on my bed and just looked up to the roof and I said, God, I know I'm feeling all this brokenness, but I know that you understand. And whatever it is that I bring for this trip, I don't have much. I don't bring much, right? Some people, they have like years and years and years of going for mission trip. I don't have any. This is my first trip. But I was like, Jesus, whatever I have, I give it to you. I bring my brokenness. I bring everything that I bring, and I give it to you as an offering. Please make something out of this journey. I put my head down. I sleep. Because I'm not someone who sleeps till morning straight. Some people sleep till morning straight. That's awesome. I usually wake up between the time of 1, sometimes 2, sometimes 3, but like 1, 2. So I woke up at 1. I was like, well, let me grab water. And I'm not even water. Let me use the bathroom. So I used the bathroom. And I heard Psalm 95, which is, when my heart is overwhelmed, God, please lead me to the cross. And I was like, okay. And then I heard, God said, Chiwendu, you do know that I win in the end, right? And it was like this light bulb moment. I was like, yes, that is so true. And it's crazy, the Bible verse that he gave me. And I'm going to read the Bible verse, and it's in Isaiah 14. Isaiah 14 verses, sorry. Isaiah 14 verses, I think Isaiah 15. Let me just be sure. I'm just trying to scroll through my phone. So it's Isaiah 15, verses 14. Isaiah 14, verses 15. Let's see. Hold on one moment. Isaiah 14, verses 15. Sorry, just give me one moment. Sorry to give you like a dead space or dead air. Yeah, So this Bible verse is like very, it's like, it's condensed, right? It's the whole, because the Bible doesn't mention so much about Lucifer. Lucifer is the fallen angel that we refer to as Satan, who's responsible for a ton of evil happening in the world. But this Bible verse was like giving us a quick snippet of like who Satan was, how did he fall, what was responsible for his fall. And it's Isaiah 14 verses 12. I'll start from verses 12, but the part God highlighted to me is verse 15, and it says, "How art thou fallen from heaven, O Lucifer, son of the morning? How art thou cut down to the ground, which didst weaken the nations? For you said in your heart, I will ascend into heaven. I will exalt my throne above the stars of God. I will sit upon the mount of the congregation in the sides of the north. I will ascend above the heights of the cloud. I will be like the Most High, yet thou shalt be cut down to hell, to the sides of the pit. They that see thee shall narrowly look upon thee and consider, saying, Is this the man that made the earth tremble, that did shake kingdoms, that made the world as a wilderness, and destroyed the cities thereof, that opened not the house of the prisoners?" The Bible verse God highlighted to me was Isaiah 14 verse 16. It said, "They that see him shall narrowly look and consider thee, saying, Is this the man that made the earth tremble and that did shake kingdoms?" So when I heard this Bible verse, I immediately said, that's true. That God, Jesus does win in the end. No matter what's happening, the brokenness that I see, like it's insurmountable to make change within a week. But I said, God, whatever it is, I'm going to just show up. So that was a perspective shift. I'm talking, if I'm asked, Chimwendu, do you want to play in the kids' play? Yup. Do you want to sing? Yes. Like, I just kept on showing up and showing up. So that morning, even the night before when we had a debrief, they asked who would like to share their testimony. And I'm like, sure, I would love to share my testimony. So, and then when it was in the day we went to the house, so I was just thinking in my head, what do I share? So the whole day was kind of very busy. They was busy with a lot of activities. We needed to help in the kitchen. So the day was kind of progressing really fast. So at some point, I didn't really have time to settle down and rehearse what I wanted to talk about. So when I was on my way back to the hotel, I needed to also join the team coming back to the, so we call it the center. On my way back, the two husband and wife that came together with us, they were asking me, they were like, what are you thinking of sharing? And I was like, oh, I'm going to share my testimony, because my Greece testimony of how I made it to Greece was very powerful. But I'm thinking, I'm going to share my testimony. And they're like, okay. So I'm sitting down in the seat. And then it was like the 11th hour for us to kind of go up on stage and share my testimony. And I'm sitting down and I'm with my Bible and I'm thinking, what Bible verse do I share? I'm thinking Jeremiah, and before I formed your mother's womb, I was like, okay, I'm going to share that. Before I formed you, I knew you and I ordained you. So I'm just like journaling and writing down what I wanted to share. And then I heard God say, Chimwendu, can you take a look at the people that are sitting down here right now? They do not have any connection to do with a visa, a sponsorship, a fundraising. It's like that has nothing to do with them. He said, Chimwendu, you're an immigrant. They're an immigrant. And it's crazy how God kind of helped me process what I was feeling the night before. So when I came on that testimony ground, it wasn't just me telling a story just to tell a story. So anyway, I was kind of, you know, in that state where God was challenging me, and he was challenging me to just come out of that shell and share my testimony and my story. So anyway, I get to the platform. And God tells me, Chimwendu, introduce yourself with your name and then introduce yourself the second part. So I get up there and I said, my name is Chimwendu Ibe Olivia. And I said, I'm an immigrant. And I talked about my coming to the US in this and this and this year. And I said, I struggled with my accent. I struggled with the cold. I struggled with missing my family. I struggled with all these things, right? And I said, you kind of go back and forth and like you're figuring out who you are. What is your story? What is your journey, right? So anyhow, and then the second part, I began to tell them that it's really hard. I know all of you are sitting here. You don't know what tomorrow is going to look like. the challenges of being an immigrant is really hard. But I say the reality is, your name is who God calls you to be. And I read about Jeremiah 29:11, and I just felt God like using my story. Because sometimes when you go through all these things as an immigrant, you kind of like, oh, what's the point anyways? Nobody's going to listen to the story. But I feel like that story connected with a lot of people. And you've seen fathers, you've seen men sitting down there with their kids, not knowing what tomorrow is going to look like or what the journey is going to turn out to. And then the last part, God says, introduce yourself of as who you are in me. So I said, my name is Chiwendu Olivia Ibe, and I am the daughter of the Most High God. And I said, it's not my dress that makes me who I am. It's not the money in my account that makes me who I am. It's not the clothes I'm wearing. It's not the degrees that I have. It's basically who God says I am. And when I gave that testimony and I walked away, I'm talking, I could see as just welled up in my eyes, because you see God using your story that you see that is insignificant. He's using your story and it's pouring out to people who would never know what, you know, I mean, most of them, they might have been in Greece for a while. Some people were 1 week in Greece, some people were like a couple of months, but he used my story to really love on people that were sitting down there. So that's one of those days that I will never forget in my history. And I remember sitting down with this family, because I was sitting down with them and we're trying to introduce ourselves, like, what's your name? And the wife was with their baby. The wife was putting on glasses. She had like a hair that's dyed gold and different colors. And then the husband was showing me his business, fashion line business. And just sitting down with him, and it was like, he's from Iran. His fashion line business got burnt to the ground. Just a lot of people have been through a lot of traumatic things, loss, you know, rejection, family rejection. Sitting with him, and he types on his phone and he says, I'm thinking to myself whether it's a good idea to come to Greece, but I'm thinking yesterday it's a good idea. And he showed me in his phone, and I just held myself together because I didn't want to start crying or just, you know, crying so much. But I think that was one day that really encouraged me. I said, Chiwendu, whatever it is, you may not know the end result or how the story is going to turn out or how it's going to work out, but just show up. I think showing up is just half of the journey. Like, just show up. Either way, he will make up for those areas that you feel very incompetent or you feel like you're not good enough. He will make up for those areas. That's the point, the reference point that I kind of approach the journey. So after the testimony, we had to go back home and do the decorations. So the decorations that my team and I, Michaela, Sammy, and myself, that we worked on those birthday decorations, we got to put it in the house and did a surprise party for the lady who's I'll say she's the matriarch of the house. So we got to celebrate with them, and we celebrated. We just danced all through the night. We danced till 10, and then the coordinators, the team leaders were like, you guys, we need to go home right now. So we kind of just walked back home, and it was such a beautiful day. And the journey overall was more or less like just learning to kind of walk with people in their different stages. Not, you know, I remember also in one of the days we were giving out all the supplies of pads and food items and blankets and socks and clothes. I saw this woman, and she had this demeanor of like, Nigerians were very, we use our hands a lot for talking, like our heads move a lot, our hands move a lot. So I kind of was like, that's a Nigerian person. And she had like a lot of tribal marks. So I walked up to her and I was like, hey, how is it going? And she's like, you're Nigerian. I was like, yeah, Nigerian too. And just hugged her. And I didn't want to start asking a ton of probing questions, like, what, how did you get here? Why did you, it's like, that's not, you know, one of those things. So I think God began to bring a lot of life in me. I remember seeing her and I was like, you're in Greece? And she asked me, what are you doing here? Do you live in Greece? I said, no, I came here for a mission trip, but I live in the States. She's like, God will bless you, God will prosper you. And it just broke my heart. I was like, oh, Nigeria is such a blessed country. And then we have government officials who are just embezzling this money, embezzling the resources, embezzling a lot of things. But I had this confidence in my heart, like, she's gonna be okay. I don't know the entire story. I didn't want to start asking her, like, why did you come here? But I feel like Nigerians, like, they were like, what's the word? We're like weeds. We pop up and then we're difficult to kill. Like, in a good sense, right? It's not like killing in terms of murder, but we're difficult to break down. So I just saw her and I had this, God gave me this hope on this. I was like, she's gonna be okay. She told me her name was Joy and she was picking clothes for her kids. I was like, I don't know whatever the case is, but I trust you, God, that she's going to be okay. She said she's from Edo State and she's here. She didn't give me details. She just said, I'm from Edo State. And I was like, I lived in Delta State for a long chunk of my life. And Edo and Delta, they are very, very close. It's like an hour away. And usually when I'm coming back from school, I'd pass through the road for 7 hours. I would stop in Edo and then I would get to Warri where I lived. So it's just such a beautiful journey. And I think that every single day, God began to just stretch my hope. And even when I would look at hopeless situation, I was like, it's going to be okay. It's going to be okay. I just obeyed God and obeyed Him to the end. And you know, there was also some reconciliation that I needed to just like make some reconciliation. And I made sure I followed God's instruction to the end. And I can look back on this journey that, you know, ended on the 14th. I can look back on this journey and really say I walked away very full. And it was kind of hard going back to my 9-to-5, but I walked away very full and very, it was such a rich experience that I know would linger in my soul for a long time. And I just wanted to also thank those who sponsored this trip, because I would not have made it without you guys' support and prayers. And you were like my cheerleaders in the back behind the scenes. So I just wanted to thank all of you, and I thank you so much for joining me in all these little episodes and parts, and part one or part two. And I wanted to also bless you before I go and call it a day or night whenever you listen to it. I wanted to just bless you and bless your family and bless those who supported me. Dear Heavenly Father, I thank you for just those people who have been my team. They've been my tribe. They've just sat through these episodes, you know, consistently and listened. Lord, I thank you that with you, all things are possible. You showed me your goodness. And Lord, I pray that as these people, as they listen to it, that they get stirred up on the inside to go after some of their dreams and their assignments and their purpose. Lord, I ask you that you just reach out into their souls and awaken them and just jolt them with your power that comes from the Holy Spirit, that you jolt them from slumber and you wake them up to know that there's nothing impossible that you can do. Lord, we love you and we thank you for everything that you've done throughout this journey and what you're going to do in the future, even as the Pathways program is still going on and I'm still figuring out what you've called me to do. Lord, I ask that you also reveal yourself to them and show them your love. In your name we pray these things. Amen. I love you guys so much and I appreciate your time. And I just hope that you just listen to these episodes. And if you've not heard of episode 1, go back to episode 1, episode 2, so 3, and then you can come here. So have an awesome day. Stay blessed and have an amazing week. Bye.